We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, and it's 12:31. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
So our lawmakers have, kind of been patting themselves on the back these past few weeks for making cuts to state spending. However, according to a report by the Illinois Policy Institute, they found that their analysis shows that that's contrary to lawmakers' claims and that the state spending in fiscal year 2012 will increase by 2%. So we thought we'd get the author of the report on the phone with us, Colin Hitt. And Colin is also the Senior Director of Government Affairs at the Illinois Policy Institute. Hi, Colin. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. Now, Colin, for anybody who isn't or doesn't know what the Illinois Policy Institute is, could you explain?
Sure. We're a public policy think tank with offices in Springfield and Chicago, whose sole mission is to win over the hearts, minds, people of Illinois and lawmakers to get good public policy put into place.
Yeah, because when you guys put out, for example, your guys' budget proposal to cut costs and put Illinois back on, get them out of the red and put them back into the black.
Well, so, that's something that we find, is absolutely vital, is the state adopting a budget that's sustainable without more tax increases.
So you guys are pretty much so just fiscal watchdogs.
We see ourselves as that.
Okay. And you can find the Illinois Policy Institute online at www.illinoispolicy.org. Now, Colin, your coverage that you've done for the Illinois Policy Institute has gotten state and national attention. Your stuff has appeared in the Chicago Tribune, State Journal Register in Springfield, Peoria Journal Star, Chicago Sun-Times. So you're a pretty legitimate guy.
That's what my family says, but yeah, sure.
All right. Well, why don't we dive into this report that you did? First of all, lawmakers are saying that they've cut spending by 1%.
Well, right. I guess let's just start the conversation like this, Marilyn. If you put $34.30 on your credit card bill this month, but only pay the minimum balance, how much money did you spend this month?
Well, let's say the minimum is $10.
Yep.
So, okay, well, I put $10 in on that bill.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you actually spent $34.30.
That's right. That's right.
Right. And that's the situation with the state budget this year, is lawmakers knew that it was important to voters, important to taxpayers, that they show spending reductions after increasing income taxes by a record amount in January.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hence the press releases, tweets, other public statements about a $33.2 billion general fund budget, which would be less than a $33.5 billion budget, which mm-hmm. was the size of the budget we had last year. People wanted to see spending cuts if they were going to have cuts at home as well.
Mm-hmm.
But what we actually got was a $33.2 billion budget with another $1.1 billion hidden within it. And I can talk about the accounting gimmick that was used to accomplish that. But what that means is that we've got a $34.3 billion budget, which is $800 million, 2% larger than last year's budget. This is the opposite of what has been promised.
Oh. Now, let me throw this at you, Colin, because, I've been keeping an eye on the budget that was passed, and for the first time, this budget doesn't hide the true costs of state government by taking pensions off the budget. So does that come into play with your numbers?
No, it doesn't. Last year's spending numbers did, in fact, include spending on public employee pension systems. What happened last year was they issued bonds in order to generate the cash to pay for them, but the payments made to the pension systems were reflected in last year's spending numbers. There's not new spending items this year.
Okay.
There's different revenues. There's record tax in revenues as a result of a record tax increase.
Okay.
And, of course, there's new debt payments that are due because they borrowed in previous years. But that doesn't change the fact that they're spending more this year. This tax increase was supposed to be temporary, right?
Right.
The only way that it becomes temporary is if you reduce spending to a level that can be sustained after a tax increase expires.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do a quick weather check here, and then I want to hear about this accounting gimmick that you say is the reason why spending is actually increased. Here's your Connect FM three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
There are some showers on the radar here in East Central Illinois. Our high 87, 60% chance of showers into the evening tonight, too, with a low 68, 78 tomorrow with some clouds and another chance of showers down to 61. 72 the high Thursday with a 30% chance of rain and some clouds. We're at 87 on Connect FM 93.5, 95.3.
And we're connecting with Colin Hitt, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the Illinois Policy Institute, about his report that's titled Budget Fail, Governor Quinn's Signature Grows Spending Debt. And you can read this report for yourself at www.illinoispolicy.org. Now, you say that spending has actually increased, unlike our lawmakers who are saying it has decreased. And you're saying there's some kind of accounting gimmick that that creates this difference between what you're saying and what they're saying.
Within the state's medical entitlements, Medicaid in particular, the state makes commitments. Certain people are eligible for certain services based upon their circumstances in life. Illinois' eligibility for medical welfare or other types of medical assistance programs more generous than other states. But nonetheless, the state commits to certain costs, mm-hmm. regardless of how much it appropriates. The General Assembly did not pass significant cost reductions to Medicaid or to other programs out there, but what they did instead was said they would essentially double or triple the amount of time that they would give themselves to pay the bills associated with cost this year. So they said, whereas normally we would pay the 2012 fiscal year costs over 12 months, we'll spread it over, say, 15 months this year.
This is the kind of stuff that's gotten us in trouble in the past.
That's exactly right. It's the exact same thing that's driven Illinois to into a record amount of debt.
How much money are we talking about here with this money that they're stretching out?
$1.1 billion, essentially, is going to be somehow foisted into the next fiscal year unless it's covered this year. But spending, it's 2012 spending that's technically moved onto the books of another year, which is just not an accurate way to account for that. And that's why I asked the question earlier. You've run up a $34.30 dinner tab. How much did you just spend on dinner? It doesn't matter how much you leave on the table. It doesn't matter if you walk, you know, if you try to walk out on the check. It doesn't matter if you pay with your credit card and then pay your credit card bill later. You just ran up $34.30 a clock. The state just ran up a $34.3 billion check or is on pace to unless it passes other policies right away to cut costs. That's the situation that we're in right now. And it's a spending increase.
Okay. So, Colin, you know, in this, and you know, for an everyday citizen, you know, this is the kind of stuff that gets you frustrated, and you think, well, okay, I'm not you, Colin. I don't know how to sit there and figure out the numbers and look through the gimmicks and all that. What is something that people should say to their legislators when they see them at the parade this year, or when they see them at a 4th of July event, or, you know, what should we go up and say to them to try and effect change?
Everybody, well, a bit of backdrop right now, and it never hurts to remind your lawmakers of the fact that you're aware of the impact that tax increases in particular have had. Think about it like this. Illinois just increased its income tax from 3 to 5% per person. So for everybody listening right now that's working, that means come Christmas time this year, you will have essentially donated an extra week's pay to state government in Illinois. Now, who come Christmas time would love to have an extra week's paycheck? I know I would.
Me. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you might not need to know all the nuances of public policy, but you should, if you want spending decreases in Springfield so that next year and the year after and from here on for perpetuity, you aren't giving an extra paycheck a year to state government, you need to demand real spending increases. And right now, if something else has changed, you need to tell your lawmaker that you know that this budget does not decrease spending.
Essentially what this means, Colin, is that temporary tax cut won't be temporary if we keep doing stuff like this.
And that's exactly right.
And you guys even show that if lawmakers every year were to continue doing this, that within 25 years, Illinois is going to be in bad shape.
Yeah, that's right as well. And if lawmakers keep spending as they have in previous years, as they're set to do in the coming 2012 fiscal year based upon the budget that's on the governor's desk right now. Illinois is going to be facing record deficits by the end of the decade unless taxes are increased again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. That's all we need.
Yeah.
And if you're just tuning in, Colin made a great point that with that tax increase that was just passed, come Christmas, the amount of money that you will have paid, the additional money that you've paid to the state of Illinois will equal 1 week's pay. So that's 1 week's pay that you don't have to spend this holiday season because we're having to give it to the state. And so we want to hold our lawmakers' feet to the fire to make sure that they are cutting spending. And since, look, I encourage you to go to illinoispolicy.org, check out the organization, see if it's something that you, that you agree with. And then take this advice from Colin, because they do all the hard work and digging. You can print off the report that we're talking about. And Colin, give us some talking points for our lawmakers. What in particular, what should we be pressuring them on to cut when it comes to spending?
Well, a couple issues that are available right now is we heard a lot of talk this spring about pensions and reform of public employee pensions, and that's really an existential issue for budgeters in Springfield. If they don't fix that, the wheels are going to come off the state budget one of these days. But in that same vein, lawmakers in Springfield have a report that they've commissioned in front of them that would show them how to save $300 million a year on the insurance costs of retirees from state government. Right now, if you worked for state government for 20 years, retire at the age of 55, you get 100% of your medical premiums covered until you're on Medicare, and then you get supplemental coverage on top of Medicare, almost entirely free of cost. That is absolutely unheard of throughout most local governments. Mm-hmm. School teachers don't even get that kind of deal. And in the private sector, for the common taxpayer, having your retiree coverage covered at all is almost entirely unheard of.
Okay.
Simply having folks contribute towards their retirement should they decide to retire before the age of 65 is common sense, and they've got a report in front of them that shows them how to save $300 million.
Okay.
That's one thing, just some parity.
All right, and that one's kind of tough. Like, you can't bring that up at a barbecue.
Okay.
Because you'll tick somebody off talking about pensions. What's another one that you know, might be a little bit better?
Okay, well, a lot of your listeners are probably surprised to learn that Illinois spends $13,500 a year on its public schools. Most people, when we polled and ask about it, think it's about half that. Illinois is spending more on public schools than it ever has, and it's getting the exact same results. Okay? Now, education reform is something that we have absolutely got to have. Florida spends $1,000 less per pupil, all right, in a state where it's more expensive to live, where fewer kids start school speaking English, and by the fourth grade, their kids, especially their poor and minority children, are reading one and two grade levels ahead. Education reform. Let parents choose where they go and hang a grade on schools. If it's a bad school, we should call it an F school. We should call it a D school. And if mm-hmm. it's a great school, call it an A school. Truth in advertising. Those two things would drive much better results than throwing more money at the problem.
Okay. That's a good one. Anything else?
Oh, well,
I know we could go on and on, and you've only got a couple more minutes, but one more.
Well, sure. Silly things like in the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, tourism grants. In Metropolis, Illinois just spent $25,000 for a copper statue of Lois Lane.
Wait, the city didn't pay for that itself?
No, that was state taxpayers. That was taxpayers in Springfield, taxpayers in Rockford.
How do we stop frivolous spending like that?
Yeah.
You have to tell people that you're watching. John McCain, of all people, I think, described earmarks and projects like that the best. He said it's the gateway drug to more government spending mm-hmm. because they can get away with things that everybody calls drops in the bucket. They don't feel bad about not taking on the tough issues like retiree health insurance that mm-hmm. I brought on earlier mm-hmm. that amounts to billions of dollars over the years.
Wow. Well, and again, I visit your guys' website all the time and check it out, and that's another great resource just to see where. Because you guys alert us to wasteful spending and things like that. So it's a great way to just be educated, and it's another source that you can use to keep an eye on what is going on with government and spending here in Illinois. And again, just go to www.illinoispolicy.org. And when you go there, you can also download and print off a copy of Colin's latest report, which is called Budget Fail, Governor Quinn's Signature Grows Spending and Debt. And Colin, thank you for the work that you guys do over there.
No, oh, thank you so much for having me.
And we appreciate it. And happy first day of summer.
I hit that. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Colin. Connect FM.